local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola right now.
Bobby Rossi, you hear my intro music right there. So whenever I'm filling in, you know when I'm here because you hear the music. We're going to get your top three stories here real quick. And then at the end of last hour, we were sharing how the Alien Romulus comes out this month or comes out this weekend. And Austin was saying he's not really watched the Aliens movies and that saga. And I have an experience with those, and I want to share it here. But first, top three stories. President Biden and his administration says it's closer than ever at completing a ceasefire deal in Gaza. This comes as U.S. officials in Qatar negotiating a deal, and Secretary of State Antony Blinken will reportedly visit Israel on Sunday. Kamala Harris is laying out her economic plans if she wins the White House in November. She says her first 100 days, she's going to focus on bringing down the cost of living and ending the housing shortage. She gave some tips and clues on how she's planning on doing that. She's going to boost the child tax credit, increase housing construction through by having $25,000 tax cut for families with newborn children. $25,000 tax cut for first-time homebuyers. And she's also going to provide a $6,000 tax cut for families with newborn children. And she's going to push for a federal ban on grocery price gouging. The first presidential debate between President Trump and Kamala Harris is going to be in Philadelphia. ABC News is going to be hosting it. They've yet to say whether there will be an audience. The vice presidential candidates, J.D. Vance and Tim Walz, are going to face off October 1st in New York in a debate hosted by CBS News. And there will be a second debate between Trump and Kamala Harris sometime in October as well. Those are your top three stories. All right, real quick here. The Aliens movies. All right, I was about 12, 13 years old, I think. I think I was like 12 or 13 years old. Might have been 14, but probably 12 or 13.
Okay.
I grew up on Disney movies. I grew up on like Bob Hope movies, old black and white like Doris Day movies and things like that, right? So basically extremely sheltered, homeless or wholesome type of movies, right? So I was very, very sheltered. I'd never seen a PG-13 movie before.
Oh, geez.
So it was all wholesome, like Disney, old, like I said, Doris Day, Bing Crosby stuff, Jerry Lewis, Bob Hope, that kind of stuff. And then my mom goes out of town, and my sister and I, she's a year younger than me. My dad says, I rented a movie for you guys to watch. He said, I saw it before, and it's really good. He goes, now it does have some stuff in it, but I think you guys are old enough now you can handle it. And so we're like, okay. So he puts it in. We watch the whole movie. The credits are rolling, and my dad goes, huh, that's not the same movie I thought it was.
What did he think it was?
He thought he was renting The Abyss.
What's that?
Which is a good movie, and it's intense, but instead he rented Aliens, the second in this movie series. This is one where an alien like goes inside somebody's ear, becomes alive, then eventually like jumps out of the person's chest.
Yeah, that was
stuff
an iconic
like that.
Scene.
I mean, iconic scene, but for a 12, 13, 14-year-old kid who grew up on Disney movies and Bob Hope and Jerry Lewis, me and my sister were just sitting there because we're like, Dad said it was okay. Dad said we're old enough now. Dad said we can handle this. And we're
don't
like
wanna let
freaking
Dad down.
Out. And then it gets over, the credits rolling, and he's like, huh. Not the movie I thought it was. Anyway, 6:15, let's go ahead and get traffic on the fives.
All right. This traffic update's brought to you by Allstate. Some people just know that the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate, not one based on anyone else. You can visit allstate.com or call for a quote today. Looking at the roads here, obviously, at this time every evening, there's not too much going on. We do have some backups on I-10 if you're traveling eastbound towards Highway 29. Outside of that, though, the roads are looking just about as clear as they can. As for the weather, it's 86 degrees here. here in Pensacola. As we get into your Saturday, we are going to have a high of 95 with a slight chance of thunderstorms in the afternoon hours. And then on Sunday, it's going to be even stronger chances of thunderstorms, 40 to 50% chances throughout your Sunday with a high of 97. That's your traffic and weather together, Bobby.
Yeah, I got a couple of texts here. It says, Bobby, you have to say you grew up on old Disney. Old Disney to be wholesome. New Disney is anything but that. Here's another texter kind of reiterates that. Ironic that Disney and wholesome used to go hand in hand back in the day. Yeah, exactly. And then another texter, musicals are awesome. Oh, yeah, it's because you know I love musicals. I love musicals.
You do? Anyway, you're a musicals guy?
Yeah, I'm big. Oh, yeah, I'm big into musicals. Wow. Absolutely. Pensacola woman is facing charges for allegedly stealing a vehicle, kidnapping a child, and attempting to run from deputies. We've left the wholesome way behind now. It all started on Mobile Highway, where officials say 31-year-old Cherie Sturdivant allegedly stole a pickup truck at a service shop before taking a child from Boys and Girls Club of North 8th Street. Deputies caught up with her and eventually had to perform a pit maneuver to stop the vehicle. She now faces several charges, including vehicle theft, cruelty towards child, fleeing and eluding, and driving on a suspended license. Oy vey.
And District 1 medical examiner Diana Oleski has refiled her libel and defamation lawsuit against two local funeral home directors. And according to the PNJ, she's accusing Escambia County Commissioner Stephen Berry of being a co-conspirator in an effort to undermine her as medical examiner, though he is not named as a defendant in the lawsuit. This comes after her lawsuit was previously dismissed, but the judge gave her an opportunity to refile with more specific allegations. She's suing funeral home directors Gerald Mitchell and Richard Trahan. They accused the medical examiner's office of butchering bodies and delaying paperwork last year. Oleski, of course, denied the allegations, but said that they were created to prevent the medical examiner's office from being moved to Santa Rosa County, and her lawsuit is seeking damages in excess of $50,000.
Yeah, Andrew McKay's been following that story quite a bit.
Right.
A 23-year-old Pensacola man is being charged for allegedly killing a man he met on an LGBTQ dating website last December. Delarius Ray is being charged with second-degree murder and discharging a firearm in public. The fatal shooting happened December 7th of last year at the Red Roof Inn on Plantation Road. I've stayed there before. And a man was seen running from the hotel after the shooting. Investigators say, Riley, that was a bad coincidence. I'm just saying, I know that place, and I don't have good memories of it. They believe that Riley may have been communicating with other men on the website as well. I was not there during this period of time, okay? Just cool your jets.
We got it.
Riley is currently in jail in Santa Rosa County on a probation violation charge. I'm already seeing the text coming in. Riley's currently in jail in Santa Rosa County on a probation violation charge. So Escambia County has placed them on hold for extradition to come to Escambia County. Oy vey, that's a crazy story.
Yeah, that's rough. And a second man has been indicted for the drive-by shooting that killed an elderly woman on Aris Boulevard earlier this summer. Of course, we had three suspects involved in this, and they jumped from the Highway 90 bridge. One of them, Travian Moten, passed away from his injury sustained there. Jaquaris Etheridge was captured the night of the incident, and he's already been facing charges, I believe. But Gross Jr., his name's Terrence Gross Jr., he had been on the run and was captured in Texas days after the incident. He's set to appear in court for an arraignment today, and he remains in the Escambia County Jail without bond.
And another police blotter story here locally. A Gulf Breeze man that killed his mother back in 2013 is going to be transferred from the Florida State Hospital to a secure step-down facility. So mental health experts say he's no longer meets the criteria to stay in the Florida State Hospital. He, even though he's found incompetent to stand trial back in 2019 and was committed there, he's asked to move to a less restrictive environment. The judge said, okay, you can go to a less restrictive environment, but he still has to be in a locked facility. Yeah. So he'll be back in court for another review next February. So there's some local headlines for you. Let's go ahead and get a quick break on News Radio 923. When we come back, we've got your state headlines. We'll try to roll into some national headlines for you as well right here on Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 923. Informative, local, dependable.
Flashlights, check. Camp stove, check. Canned goods, check. Ice chests, check.
Say, what you doing there, neighbor? Going camping?
Not exactly, but it is hurricane season. We've already had a few power outages just with thunderstorms, so I'm getting prepared.
I see. Getting ready for a little indoor camping.
Yeah, you know how it is.
Actually, I don't. We have natural gas from Pensacola Energy at our house, so when the power is out, we still cook up a storm and take hot showers. And since we added the whole house generator, we just keep on like nothing happened.
Must be nice.
It is. Pensacola Energy made it really easy, and we got some great rebates.
How can I get in on that?
Forget indoor camping and get comfortable with natural gas. To learn more about earning up to $3,000 in rebates, call Pensacola Energy at 850-436-5050 or visit PensacolaEnergy.com. We keep on.
Trek Bicycle Store of Pensacola is the area's premier bicycle store and full-service repair shop for all makes and models. They specialize in top-notch customer service with the largest selection of e-bikes around. Trek Store has a full line of bike accessories and racks and can fit all riders from a child's first to seniors. Locally owned and operated by Robbie Mott, serving cyclists for over 20 years, you'll experience the best at Trek Bicycle Store of Pensacola, 701 East Cervantes Street, and online at TrekStoreGulfCoast.com.
I'm Earl McCauley, and I'm running for Escambia County School Board District 4. I'm a 22-year teaching veteran and 20-year resident of District 4. Last year, I was the Gulf Breeze High School Teacher of the Year with a 97% pass rate on a challenging AP literature exam. My goals as a board member are teacher retention, middle schools, and addressing issues with books and libraries. Your vote for Earl McCauley on August 20th will bring common sense for the school board. I'm Earl McCauley for School Board District 4, and I approve this message.
Hi neighbors, I'm Colton Wright, your current Santa Rosa County Commissioner for District 5. Thank you for allowing me to serve you for the past 4 years. Public safety has always been my first priority, and I've made sure our sheriff's deputies have the pay and equipment they deserve. I've worked hard to improve our roads and infrastructure, improve our parks, supported Whiting Field, and I brought new jobs to our area. I'll continue to use common sense and build strong relationships that benefit all of Santa Rosa County. Please re-elect me, Colton Wright, on August 20th.
Paid for and approved by Colton Wright for Santa Rosa County Commissioner, District 5.
This is Pastor Carl Gallops of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church in Milton, Florida. Are you and your family looking for a church that when Sunday morning rolls around, you can say, oh good, it's time to go to church? Well, let me invite you to consider worshiping with us at Hickory Hammock Baptist Church, where multiplied hundreds of people say these very words every Sunday. We are doctrinally sound, featuring the exaltation of Jesus Christ and the clear contextual preaching of the Bible. The Bible is made relevant and exciting. You're convicted, challenged, encouraged, and uplifted at the same time. We have premier youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, Bible studies, and missions outreach. We have a team of pastoral counselors offering guidance for your Christian and family life. You can find out everything you'd want to know about us on our huge and highly interactive website at hickoryhammockbaptist.org. Let me give you an open invitation to worship at Hickory Hammock Baptist Church this Sunday morning. And then the next Sunday, you'll say, oh good, it's time to go to church. I kid you not. Regular members and even first-time guests say it every single Sunday.
I occasionally have nerve discomfort in my hands, so the things I love to do...
Let's play something, Grandma!
...became difficult as I got older.
If you have occasional stabbing and burning in your hands and feet, try Nervive Nerve Relief. Nervive's clinically studied dose of alpha-lipoic acid reduces occasional nerve discomfort in as little as 7 days with continued daily use. Say yes to healthy nerves with Nervive Nerve Relief.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hello, this is Don Spencer, Santa Rosa County Clerk of Court and Comptroller. The clerk's office requires a leader that knows the entire office and its operations. That is why I'm endorsing Jason English as our next Clerk of Court. Jason has 18 years' experience in the court system, 3 as my Chief Deputy Clerk. As I retire, he's the only candidate with the education and experience to successfully operate this office. Please join me on August 20th and elect Jason English as our next Clerk of Court and Comptroller. Thank you.
Paid for and approved by Jason English, Republican, Santa Rosa County Clerk of Court and Comptroller.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic updates, but don't always have time to listen to the radio? Well, now you can get text alerts from the News Radio Pensacola app.
So I fall in love just a little or a little bit every day with someone new. I fall in love just a little or a little bit every day.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, just past 625 here. We'll get a very quick check of the roads and weather for you. Let's see. Wasn't too much going on the roads last we checked. That appears to still be the case now. Just got some minor backups if you're traveling eastbound on I-10 towards Highway 29. Let's see, as for the weather, 86 degrees in Pensacola. Tonight's low going to be 78. As we get into tomorrow, it's going to be a high of 95 and about a 20% chance of thunderstorms in your Saturday afternoon. And then on Sunday, it's a high of 97 with 40 to 50% chances of rainfall basically spreading throughout all of your Sunday. That's your traffic and weather together, Bobby.
All right. Let's get into some state headlines here for you. A Florida woman who fatally shot her black neighbor through a closed door has been found guilty. A jury in Ocala agreed with prosecutors that 60-year-old Susan Lawrence, who is white, is found guilty of first-degree felony manslaughter after she shot the mother of four over an argument about her children playing near her home. She's facing up to 30 years in prison.
And the state of Florida is joining a national inquiry into TMU. Attorney General Ashley Moody and 20 other state attorney generals are demanding answers from the online retailer following recent allegations. The company is accused of having ties with the Chinese Communist Party and illegally selling products that were made with forced labor. Moody says that there are reports that show TMU is gathering customer information and passing it along to the political party. The group of state officials sent a letter yesterday asking TMU to answer a series of questions within the next 30 days.
And three inmates are facing charges in connection with a deadly drug-related incident inside Pinellas County Jail earlier this year. One guy smuggled opioids into the jail that was laced with fentanyl, and then two others distributed them. Seven inmates overdosed. Six were revived with Narcan. One inmate died from the overdose.
My goodness. And roads surrounding former President Trump's Mar-a-Lago home are shut down, and Palm Beach Mayor Danielle Moore says that his club should be as well. This is despite complaints from residents who are dealing with traffic headaches due to the Secret Service closing a stretch of a pivotal road to traffic at least through the November election. The move came after the assassination attempt on Trump, but the club is still currently open to its members. While there is consideration to close the club, the town is first looking into legal options to ensure that the road remains open when the former president is not home.
I can see, though, why they would be concerned with that. Even though he's not home, somebody could try to get in and plant bombs and blah, blah. So the road might be something they can't. I don't know. Don't know all the details about it, but I understand the concerns of security. Three people are facing charges after Polk County deputies busted what the sheriff calls a mobile marijuana dispensary. They called it the Cannabus. It's out of Orlando, but the sheriff, Grady Judd, says they went on the wrong side of Highway 192. Their business was selling legal hemp products above board, but selling pot under the table. They said people showed up to make buys, even as deputies were making arrests, and they're afraid that criminals are pushing the envelope under the Florida's medical marijuana law, and believes there'll be even more problems if voters pass a recreational marijuana referendum in November, which they will.
Oh, yeah. And just your top national headline here. Community activists who plan to protest during the DNC are at odds with Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson for making last-minute changes. An attorney representing the group filed an emergency injunction last night to stop the city from activating the restrictions. Organizers say the city wants them to not set up stages or platforms, nor install portable restrooms or toilets. They also are banned from setting up tents or sound equipment, and it's because of just multiple groups planning to rally or protest at the DNC. 6:30 here, your Fox News break coming up, followed by Your Money Now. When we return, we got some top three stories for you, along with sports and national news. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
Jack Callahan, Vice President Harris, laying out her economic vision today.
As president, I will bring together labor with small businesses and major companies to invest in America, to create good jobs.
She promised to take on the high costs that matter most to most Americans. In a post on social media, former President Trump said the Harris plan would mean what he called Soviet-style price controls. A U.S. official says Gaza ceasefire talks have produced a proposal that basically bridges every gap between Israel and Hamas. More talks next week in Cairo. Tensions in the Middle East still high.
Concern here at the Pentagon is if these ceasefire talks aren't successful, that could pave the way for Iran to launch this much-anticipated major attack on Israel.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson at the Pentagon. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Nearly 3 million records of names, birth dates, and social security numbers have reportedly been compromised in a major breach of personal data, putting people at risk of identity theft and scams. A hacking group stole the records of 2.9 million people from the National Public Data, a background check company, according to a lawsuit earlier reported today by Bloomberg Law. The CDC is saying a salmonella outbreak linked to recalled cucumbers is now reaching 31 states, and it's made 450 people sick and sent 125 others to the hospital. The cucumbers were distributed in 14 states in May and have been traced back to two Florida companies. On Wall Street, stocks were higher, the Dow gaining 96, the S&P 500 up 11, and the NASDAQ grew by 37. U.S. oil futures for September tumbling down 2% to under $77 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
I'm a sports machine, Sean Levine, with a Sports Minute. Certainly there's going to be a lot of NFL teams this upcoming season that have a better record than last year. That's what happens through the draft, through trades. You're going to improve. But there's also going to be a bunch of teams that are a whole lot worse. I'm talking about the Dallas Cowboys. I'm talking about the Las Vegas Raiders. I'm talking about the Saints. I'm talking about the Cleveland Browns. And sorry, Philly, you too. Watch out, because all those teams that I just mentioned, I think are in for a long season. I'm a sports machine, Sean Levine.
Little help? O'Reilly Auto Parts can help. Need advice? We've got advice. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Exceptional customer service. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Lowe's knows our great paint savings mean you can get the colors you want at prices you'll love. Right now, get 20% off 1 gallon cans and 5 gallon pails of Valspar Defense Paint or Cabot Stain. Shop now because it's the perfect time to maintain your deck and paint your outdoor spaces. Visit us in-store or online today because Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid through A21. Selection varies by location. See store at Lowe's.com for details.
Conservative Republican Walker Wilson, Escambia County's next generation of conservative leadership. Wilson is a fiscal conservative who will cut taxes to give hardworking families and seniors on fixed incomes relief from rising prices and make life more affordable. Wilson will invest in infrastructure projects to ease traffic congestion and upgrade our aging stormwater systems to protect our neighborhoods from flood risks. Walker Wilson will fully fund the Sheriff's Department to keep us safe, work to give the sheriff the power to enforce our immigration laws, and push to recover the millions of taxpayer dollars spent on benefits to illegal aliens. Walker Wilson has deep roots here and shares our North Florida small town conservative values. Vote for conservative Republican Walker Wilson for Escambia County Commission, Escambia County's next generation of conservative leadership.
Paid by Walker Wilson, Republican for Escambia County Commissioner.
My name is Rich Holsnick, and I'm a candidate for Escambia County School Board District 4. I'm running for our children, to protect their innocence, and to get back to educational basics without indoctrination. We also need to retain good teachers. I'm a Naval Academy grad, a 28-year combat vet, and Desert Storm Task Group commander and pilot. Children are our hope and future. I will defend them as I did our nation. Vote Rich in the August 20 primary.
Paid by Rich Holsnack, candidate for Escambia County School Board, District 4.
Are you ready to kickstart your career or make a change in your current career? George Stone Technical College offers short-term, hands-on programs that equip you with industry-recognized certifications in fields that offer jobs right here in Pensacola or abroad. George Stone Technical College offers 25 different career programs and can provide you with a career in a year. George Stone offers financial aid and has grant opportunities for all students right now. To learn about all the programs, costs, and schedules, visit georgestonecollege.edu.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Re-elect Vicki Campbell, ECUA Board, District 1. Because what Vicki promises, she delivers. Vicki promised recycling. Recycling has continued. While others are ceasing, she is determined to continue. Vicki promised improved technology. You now have a Recycle Coach app where you can report a missed pickup, order a bulk waste pickup, or track water usage all on your smartphone. Vicki is working for you. On August 20th, renew, recycle, and re-elect Vicki Campbell, ECUA District 1.
I'm Vicki Campbell, and I approve this message.
Beginning Monday, August 19th, Andrew McKay and Bobby Rossi will report from the Democratic National Convention in Chicago on News Radio 92.3.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Let's see here. Just past 6:35. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Looking at the roads here, it's been a pretty smooth sailing evening. Well, at least this hour. If you're traveling eastbound towards Highway 29, this is if you're traveling eastbound on I-10. We do have some minor backups there, nothing too severe. And outside of that, there's not really much holding you up for too long. As for the weather, let's see what we got. It's about 86 degrees. Your low is going to be 78 tonight. Should be, for the most part, relatively clear skies. But tomorrow, it's going to be a high of 95. And as we get into your Saturday afternoon, we are going to have some slight chances of thunderstorms, around 20%. And Saturday's low is going to be 78. Then we've got Sunday, high of 97 over the course of the entire day. Thunderstorm chances ranging from anywhere from 40 to 50%. And Sunday's low is going to be 78 as well. That is your traffic and weather together, Bobby. We've had a couple issues like this tonight. Bobby just starts giving me the silent treatment. I don't know what I said. I thought our relationship was quite lovely. Anyway, while we get those difficulties sorted out, I'll take us into some... wait, could it be? Bobby, was that you, man?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, no, I just got done with traffic and weather. You're just in time.
Just in time. All right. I was talking to somebody out in the hall here. So the top three stories here real quick, then we'll get into some sports. President Biden says his administration is closer to help reaching a ceasefire deal in Gaza. He told reporters there's still a lot of work to do on an agreement that includes the release of hostages held by Hamas, though. Kamala Harris is laying down her economic plans if she wins the White House in November. In a speech from North Carolina, she said her first 100 days, she's going to focus on bringing down the cost of living and ending housing shortages. The first presidential debate between President Trump and Kamala Harris is going to be held in Philadelphia by ABC News. They've yet to say whether an audience will be allowed. Also, the VP debate will happen between J.D. Vance and Tim Walz October 1st in New York. That one's going to be hosted by CBS News. And Trump and Kamala have agreed to a second debate against each other sometime in October. Dates yet to be announced, and the venue and all that stuff has yet to be announced. So there you go on that. What do we got going on in sports, Austin?
Well, I'll give a score update to start things off here. First of all, we do have a WNBA doubleheader on ION that got underway not even 10 minutes ago. The Mercury at Fever, that game's going on right now. It's going to be followed by the Sun at Wings at 8:30. As for some MLB scoreboard updates for you, let's see. On ESPN Plus, we got the Royals and Reds. That game was in a weather delay, but it's now in the top of the third. They're still tied at zero. In the top of the fourth, the Yankees are beating the Tigers 1-0. Let's see. Heading into the bottom of the fourth, the Mariners are beating the Pirates 2-0. That's on Apple TV Plus, if you're so inclined. The Phillies are beating the Nationals.
I tell you, they do good games on there. I've seen quite a few of them.
Oh, on Apple TV Plus?
On Apple TV Plus. They do a good broadcast.
Yeah, I've noticed, and I'm not trying to poo-poo on the MLB here, but I've noticed they don't do a splendid job at marketing their games and really capitalizing on when the MLB can be the sole focus. Because obviously, throughout the course of the lengthy MLB season, there's a lot that goes on. But yeah, on Apple TV Plus, they really do have that down pat. We've got the Phillies beating the Nationals 1-0 in the bottom of the third. Here locally, or relatively locally, we got the Diamondbacks beating the Rays 2-0 in the top of the fourth, and the Mets beating the Marlins 1-0 in the bottom of the second. By the way, I don't think I gave the Rays score. Diamondbacks are beating the Rays 2-0, if I didn't already say that. Lastly here,
yeah,
you got
said it, yeah.
Okay. And lastly here, we got the Red Sox beating the Orioles 2-0 in the top of the second. As far as notable games later on this evening, we've got the Braves at Angels. That gets underway just past 8:30. It's not televised, unfortunately, but if I know anything about this area, it's that we got a lot of Braves fans here. So, of course, I had to bring that up. Let's see, just a couple headlines beyond that. L.A. Chargers head coach Jim Harbaugh says that Colin Kaepernick will not be returning to the NFL as a player or in a coaching position this season. Harbaugh, of course, coached Kaepernick back when they were with the San Francisco 49ers together. Kaepernick has not played in the NFL since 2016. And as for college athletics here, John Ruiz, once dubbed Miami's NIL King by ESPN, he's struggling to keep his castle intact. Miami's mega booster, who has spent millions on NIL deals for Hurricanes athletes in recent years, told investors this week that there is substantial doubt that his company, LifeWallet, will stay in business. That's according to an SEC filing. In it, Ruiz said that the medical claims giant had made $7.7 million in revenue last year, yet suffered a net loss of $211 million, and it's unclear if the company's financial troubles will impact its NIL deals with current athletes.
Yeah, well, we'll see what goes on with that. I mean, it's the whole NIL is affecting a lot of people, so we'll see what goes on with it down the road here. Next week on Monday, Andrew McKay is going to be broadcasting live from Chicago from the DNC, from the Democratic National Convention. I'll be up there along with him, so you'll hear me helping him out in the morning show, and then I'll be doing call-ins throughout the day later on Pensacola Right Now. And so we're looking forward to being up there and broadcasting. Well, in the meantime, community activists who are planning on protesting at the DNC are upset because the mayor and the city won't let them set up stages, platforms, install portable restrooms or toilets, or set up tents or even sound equipment. The city says it needed to make the changes due to multiple groups planning to rally or protest, but they feel like they filed an emergency injunction to stop the city from activating those restrictions. So it's going to be a little chaotic when Andrew McKay and I get up there tomorrow and Saturday and Sunday or whatever. So it'll be interesting to see what happens.
Yeah, as if security didn't
By the way.
What's up?
I was going to say, by the way, be sure to follow us on Facebook next week because we do Facebook Lives all throughout. We did it during the RNC. We didn't really warn anybody that that's what we were doing. And so I know a lot of people missed out on it. But we will be doing Facebook Lives throughout the day as well, as we're just sharing our experiences of what we're seeing and the whole works. Like, one experience when we did a Facebook Live when we were in the RNC, we were surprised to see a Coast Guard helicopter flying above our head, just doing circles. And it just like the security detail is just out of this world. And it was like, and here's a, I mean, we're in Milwaukee, you know? It's like, why do we have a Coast Guard helicopter flying over us? And it's just, it's pretty intense. It's pretty cool. At one point, we saw the presidential motorcade just go right past us. And the former presidential motorcade, it was President Trump, but it was clearly Secret Service and everything like that. And it was Trump's motorcade. It was before J.D. Vance was even announced to be the VP candidate. So we Facebook Live quite a bit. So be sure to follow us on Facebook next week to see all the action that's going on up there.
Yeah. And so, I know you talked about the RNC being hectic because of that security presence. And yeah, I'm sure the DNC will be no different with the warnings of these protests now. Let's see. Just about 6:45. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather here. And when I say quick, I mean it. There doesn't appear to be too much going on the roads here. As for the weather, it's just a bit more of the same. 86 degrees in Pensacola. Tonight's low is 78. Saturday is going to have a high of 95 with slight chances of thunderstorms towards the afternoon. And Sunday is going to have a high of 97 with middle of the road chances, around 40-50% chance of thunderstorms basically going all throughout your Sunday. They're going to be as high as 50% as we get into your Sunday night. That's your traffic and weather together, Bobby.
New York City Mayor Eric Adams says he did nothing wrong when it came to donations to his 2021 campaign. He has claims he's been extremely transparent when it comes to turning over the documents, text messages, and other things to federal prosecutors. He's being charged, or allegedly, he received foreign donations from Turkish officials in exchange for favors, such as speeding up a fire inspection of a new Turkish consulate. Ugh. And he says he hasn't done anything wrong. He's been very transparent with the investigation.
All right. President Biden is designating the site of the 1908 race riot in Springfield, Illinois, as a national monument. He signed a proclamation in the Oval Office today alongside civil rights leaders and Illinois Senators Tammy Duckworth and Dick Durbin. The riot broke out when thousands of white men gathered outside a jail demanding that two black men accused of raping a white woman and killing a white man be turned over to them. When they learned the police had transferred the men to another jail, the mob stormed the city's black neighborhoods and attacked black residents. The aftermath of the riot led to the rise of the NAACP.
Detroit is remembering the deadly crash three decades ago, Northwest Airlines Flight 255. It happened, the flight took off August 16th in 1987 from Detroit Metropolitan Wayne County Airport, came down 14 seconds later on Middle Belt Road, hit several vehicles, burst into flames on the I-94 overpass. 148 passengers were killed along with six crew members, and the only survivor was a four-year-old who was traveling with her family, Cecilia Sitchin. So pretty crazy right there.
Yes. And L.A. Mayor Karen Bass is promising not to bus homeless people out of town for the 2028 Summer Olympics. But that's exactly what officials in Paris just did for the games that concluded this past weekend. And in 1984, when L.A. last hosted the Olympics, police on horses herded homeless people into less visible parts of the city. It's unclear what Bass's strategy will be since there are tens of thousands of homeless people in L.A., but she says the plan is evolving, and the question remains whether she will preside over that plan. In June, Bass announced her re-election campaign for 2026.
Wall Street closed its highest or its best week of 2024. The NASDAQ finished up 5% for the week. Dow Jones gained 96 points. S&P at 11 points. NASDAQ rose 37 points.
And housing starts fell again last month. New government figures show residential construction starts fell nearly 7% in July to an annual rate of just over 1.2 million units. Permits for privately owned housing units also dipped 4% below the revised rate for June. Industry experts say that high prices and mortgage rates are keeping many Americans from building new single-family homes.
Speaking of housing, 8.5%. Think about this number. 8.5% of all the homes in the United States are now worth $1 million or more. 8.5%. That record home price is attributed to a housing supply shortage. But 8.5, almost 10% of homes now priced over $1 million. That's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, that's wild. And a new sports streaming venture from Disney, Fox, and Warner Brothers Discovery is being temporarily blocked by a federal judge. Rival streamer Fubo filed an antitrust lawsuit against the proposed bundled streaming service back in February. Fubo argued that the bundled service would lead to consumers paying higher prices. The bundle, known as Venu, would include access to several television channels, including ABC, ESPN, Fox, TNT, and TBS. The bundle has a target launch date of this fall with a subscription price of $42.99 a month.
Yeah, I mean, I like it. ABC, Fox, TNT, TBS, you get throw FX in there, ESPN. But $42 a night, $43? I don't know about that. That's a little much. Yeah. I got a texture earlier that says I do the YouTube live for $70 a month, and I get all those things. And so it's not that much more, but plus all the other channels. So it's like, yeah, and there's that too. So a new analysis shows that mothers can miss out on over $500,000 in earnings across a 30-year career. Women who are mothers earn 31% less in wages than fathers did in 2023. And, of course, it adds up to a significant figure when you take it over a 30-year period. Women, in general, still earn less than men, but women with no children are close to earning the same level as men.
All righty, just about 6:50 here. We'll take one last quick break for this hour, for this evening, and for this week. When we return, one last quick rundown of your pop culture notes, followed by perhaps a wacky and weird story if there's time. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
I'm Ashley Hoffberger, Republican candidate for Escambia County Commissioner, District 4. I am the only candidate with endorsements from our county first responders. It's unanimous. The people who lay it on the line every day to protect us, our professional firefighters, our law enforcement, and our EMTs believe I am the best choice for County Commissioner, District 4. I'm Ashley Hoffberger, and I am asking for your vote on August 20th.
Paid for and approved by Ashley Hoffberger, Republican candidate for Escambia County Commissioner, District 4. Just in time for the summer season. Pedemoor Imports has new Volkswagens being delivered daily with cool savings on their most popular models. Drive the family-sized 2024 Atlas or Atlas Cross Sport with 0.9% APR for 60 months. Or take $3,500 in customer cash. The midsize Tiguan available now with 1.9% APR for 60 months or $2,500 in customer cash. And the sporty Taos crossover with the same 1.9% APR or $2,000 in customer cash. Plus, the four-door Jetta sedan with amazing fuel economy, performance, and style has $2,000 in customer cash or an APR rate of 2.9 for 60 months. This Volkswagen lineup will take you through summer with cooler savings than before at Pedemoor Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Pedemoor Imports, 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rate for qualifying credit through PCI. See dealer for details.
Hey, Pensacola, it's Christina Leavenworth with the Leavenworth team at Levin Rinky Realty. Your home is your most valuable asset, so make sure you're hiring a professional, the Leavenworth team. The Leavenworth team has the knowledge and expertise to help you buy or sell your home with confidence. Don't even think about making a real estate move without at least talking to us first. Contact us today at 850-378-1260. The Leavenworth team. Experience matters, and we're here to help.
Hey, checking in.
This is not just your flu shot appointment at Walgreens.
Yes.
This is getting your entire family vaccinated in one trip.
Hey, Mom.
And a snack on the way out. Get flu shots for everyone in your family. Together. Schedule appointments online today. This is wellness made easy. Walgreens.
Vaccine subject to availability and for ages 3+. State and health-related restrictions may apply.
Carissa Bergosh is running for school board to make sure our children are not harassed or bullied. A lifelong teacher and educator, Carissa knows the number one issue affecting education is a lack of discipline. When the Florida governor appointed Carissa to the Escambia County School Board during an emergency vacancy years ago, Carissa ensured that bullying and fighting were not tolerated, and our schools were much better. Choose proven leadership. Choose Carissa Bergosh for school board on August 20th.
I'm Carissa Bergosh, running for school board District 4, and I approve this message.
Don't wait until it's too late. Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the latest hurricane coverage on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Thanks for joining us here. Once again, Andrew McKay and I will be in Chicago all next week, broadcasting live from there, giving you all the updates, all the insights, all the smells, the feels, and the threats. And we'll be, so be sure to follow us on Facebook as well, as we'll be doing Facebook Lives and all kinds of other stuff. So it'll be pretty exciting. Plus, I didn't realize this until I went to Milwaukee with Andrew. He's originally from Chicago. So he's planning on showing me around to some different places that I may not be familiar with. We'll go get some deep dish pizza and get good and fat. It's going to be enjoyable. So be sure to check that out next week. All right, let's go ahead and get traffic, last traffic update, and then we'll get into pop culture stories.
Alrighty, yeah. Don't worry, I won't be holding anybody up for too long. The roads are looking about as beautiful as they can. As for the weather, not so much. It's 86 degrees in Pensacola. As we get into tonight, we're going to have a low of 78 with what should be mostly clear skies. As we get into Saturday, it's going to be a high of 95, and Saturday afternoon is going to have some slight chances of storms for you. But then Sunday is going to be even worse. It's going to be even hotter with a high of 97, and then it's going to be moderate chances of some rainfall, anywhere from 40 to 50% chance over the course of your Sunday throughout. It's going to increase as the day goes on, though. So got a decent night tonight, hopefully, and a hot and rainy weekend. That's your traffic and weather together, Bobby.
Thank you very much. All right, so Deadpool Wolverine is now the number one rated R film of all time.
As expected.
Brought in $1.086 billion. It's only the second film to make a billion that's rated R. The other one being Joker, which is what it surpassed. So when it's all said and done, Deadpool and Wolverine could still make $1.3 billion. You know, Alien Romulus comes out this weekend. Will this be the weekend that it gets knocked off its perch? I don't know. I think this might be the weekend it finally gets knocked down.
I think so.
But it still will probably, it would not surprise me if it's still second place.
Oh, no, yeah, and it'll be, I mean, it may be topped by It Ends With Us, I'm not sure, but it's going to be at least top three for sure. Speaking of It Ends With Us, it's a box office hit. The Blake Lively drama has it's so far made over $100 million worldwide. It's an R-rated movie starring Lively as a woman who grew up with abusive parents and who winds up in an abusive relationship herself. What's so impressive about how much money it's already made is it only cost $25 million to make. So by Wednesday, having collected over $115 million at the global box office, I'd say that's pretty impressive. The CEO of Sony Pictures Entertainment is happy with the result, of course, and said Thursday, quote, "We love working with Blake and we want to do 12 more movies with her."
Hopefully not all about domestic abuse.
That'd be quite a Debbie Downer, yeah.
Yeah, a little bit. That's a little heavy. A man is behind bars on suspicion of murdering two people. He is the son of a famous rock and roll drummer. 55-year-old Brent Clifford is the son of Creedence Clearwater Revival's founding member and drummer Doug Clifford. Police confirm a body found in Reno, Nevada on Thursday is that of a missing California woman. The woman, Patricia Portella Wright, was last heard from August 3rd, was missing a week ago. Brent Clifford is her boyfriend, or was her boyfriend. He was already behind bars on suspicion of shooting a man to death in Reno last weekend. And he was considered a suspect in her disappearance at the time. And so he's already behind bars, and now he's got another charge coming up against him.
And singer Jack Russell is dead at the age of 63. The former frontman for Great White died yesterday, surrounded by friends and family. A spokesperson for Russell told reporters his cause of death was Lewy body dementia. He announced a diagnosis last month when he also retired from touring. His bandmates say that they'll remember his sense of humor, exceptional zest for life, and unshakable contribution to rock and roll, where his legacy will forever thrive.
And Missouri's woman is under arrest for allegedly trying to defraud Elvis Presley's family. U.S. Department of Justice says the woman attempted to steal millions from the family, along with their ownership interest in Graceland. As part of the scheme, the woman allegedly posed as different individuals connected with fake private lender and falsely claimed Lisa Marie Presley had borrowed $3.8 million to put up property and put up the property as collateral. The woman then tried to put Graceland up for auction by filing a false creditor's claim and a fake deed of trust while publishing a fraudulent foreclosure notice. She faces up to 20 years in prison if convicted. Wow.
Yeah.
That's an elaborate scheme.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, we touched on that story and talking about the whole issues with the foreclosure stuff with Graceland. So, that was a pretty big story when it came out. So when I saw that today, I'm like, well, that's got to go into stories here. And lastly here, a bit of a weird one. A Detroit judge is facing criticism for how he disciplined a teenager who fell asleep in his courtroom during a field trip. Judge Kenneth King reportedly ordered the 16-year-old to change into jail clothes and then had her handcuffed. He then threatened the teen with jail time, even asking her peers if he should send her to a juvenile detention facility. Her mother says the incident left her daughter traumatized and that she was tired because she doesn't currently have her own bed to sleep in. King defended his actions, however, stupidly enough, saying, quote, it's his own version of scared straight. What a doofus. Are you kidding me? Yeah. I mean, come on, what are we doing here?
Would it surprise anybody to know that I've had contempt in court twice?
For what?
I don't want to say.
Okay, Mike.
Just popping off. We're not supposed to.
Just adding a little something to the conversation, you know. Yeah. Yeah. All right, I got you.
Not liking the way something happened. Once was with my own attorney. The other one was just because I wouldn't stop talking when I was told to stop talking. So.
All right.
It's Pensacola right now on News Radio 923. Be sure to tune in next week because Andrew McKay and I will be in Chicago. Broadcasting live from the DNC.